Yeah, I was in Douglas, Wyoming. I was in high school, and I played a little bit of guitar and loved music, listened to KOMA all the time. And I started going down to the radio station. I got close to a fellow who was on the radio down there. I'd go down after school because it interested me a lot. One time I went down on a Saturday, and he didn't show up. And the station owner, his name was Joe, said, Jody, he said, you know, your buddy didn't show up today. He said, now you've sat around here and watched him and everything. How would you like to learn to do this? And I said, well, yeah, I'd like to learn. So he says, well, sit down here. And literally, that's how I got into radio. He showed me the turntables and what I had to do, and I'd watched my friend do it. So that's how I got into radio, and I was about 17 at the time. I was there until I graduated, and then I went into the Army. I was in National Guard, so I went and done my 6 months active duty that I had to go do, and then come back and went up to Casper. Once again, I got married young, right out of high school. I had gotten married, and of course we went and did the 6 months in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, Fort Riley, Kansas, and then we come back, and both of us liked Casper. She was from Glen Rock, I was from Douglas, and we decided to go to Casper, so I went up there and got a job at Gamble's. Then I was listening to the radio and run across Katie. Listened to Katie while I was there, and decided, you know, that I would go down and have a talk with them, see if they had any room. And sure enough, they hired me, and I started right after that, 61.